From small-town dreamer to global icon.
She's America's sweetheart.
Thank you so much.
Why does Taylor Swift inspire such devotion and criticism?
She's created a community on a scale never been done before.
Taylor on Channel 4. Stream now.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Wednesday, November 5th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. We are exclusively reporting. OpenAI CFO Sarah Friar said that an IPO is not in the cards for the company in the near term. Speaking at the Wall Street Journal's Tech Live conference earlier today, she said the AI giant is hoping the federal government will support its efforts to build out data center capacity by helping to guarantee the financing for chips behind its investment deals. Friar said OpenAI could reach profitability quickly if it weren't seeking to invest so aggressively. Quantinuum, the $10 billion firm that's become one of the biggest players in quantum computing, has unveiled its latest computer. The company says its Helios machine marks an important leap in terms of scale and ability, and that it'll help customers like JPMorgan Chase and NVIDIA learn more about the business problems quantum technology could solve. And Chinese EV company XPeng is gearing up to launch its robo-taxis next year. It's aiming to roll out 3 models, primarily in China. XPeng's robo-taxis will mark the first time a Chinese EV maker has produced driverless cars using in-house chips and its own software system and hardware production line. China's other big robo-taxi companies, Pony AI, WeRide, and Baidu's Apollo Go, have all partnered with auto manufacturers to provide driverless vehicles. And that's a wrap on your TMB Tech Minutes. Join us again tomorrow morning for more.